Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
Well, I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
George Michael was at the number one spot with his single Jesus to a Child back on this day in 1996, the first single from his comeback album Older. George was quite surprised how little time the single took to record.
Within probably a day, the track was almost finished, which is really unusual for me. And within a week, I was singing it in front of the Brandenburg Gate because I was so excited. I was writing again. I could write again. And not only that, but I had written probably the most personal song I'd ever written in the space of a day and a half.
Was Jesus to a child?
And it was on this day in 2009, former American Idol winner Kelly Clarkson made the largest ever leap to number one in US chart history, rising 96 places. Her single, My Life Would Suck Without You, rose from 97 to the top of the Billboard chart after selling 280,000 downloads in its first week of release. A clip from the video for the single was premiered in the commercial break of that week's episode of American Idol.
Kelly Clarkson!
Kelly Clarkson!
I mean, it's very confident, it's empowering. I obviously love empowering songs, that's a secret.
Birthdays today, Pauline Henry, singer who had the 1993 hit Feel Like Making Love. It's her birthday. She turns 59 today. An English singer and songwriter, Rag & Bone Man, whose first single, Human, was released in 2016, turns 35.
I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all.
It's Today Music for Wednesday, the 29th of January at Mix 104.9.